This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
It is time now for today's Strawberry Letter. And if you need advice on relationships, work, sex, parenting, and more, please submit your Strawberry Letter to SteveHarveyFM.com. And click Submit Strawberry Letter, because we could be reading your letter live on the air, just like we're going to read this one right here, right now. And you never know, it could be yours.
Buckle up and hold on tight. We got it for you. Here it is, Strawberry Letter.
Thank you, nephew. Subject, I'm tired of yelling at my husband. Dear Stephen Shirley, I'm married to a big baby that acts like he can't do anything without me. I even went on his last job interview and sat in the lobby for moral support. I never liked a wimpy man, and he hasn't always been like this. He lost his confidence when he started having problems with erectile dysfunction. It took away his swagger and ruined our sex life. I adjusted and never blamed him or made jokes about it. He used to drink a lot, and that's why he couldn't have sex with me. Over time, it became the norm. So now that we're not having sex, I tend to treat him like he's just a roommate. He ordered dinner for us last week, and he left without my order in the bag. I had to yell at him to go back to get my food. He put gas in my car, and he left my gas cap at the service station. A week later, I noticed I had no gas cap when I went to put more gas in my car. He says I overreacted to simple things, but this is big. We were at our son's school for classroom check-in, and he was over to the side telling one of the other moms that our son is still wetting the bed because he's really anxious about something. I let him have it when we got in the car. He will never talk to strangers again about our son if I have anything to do with it. I'm so tired of yelling at him, but he just won't do right. I almost want him to start back drinking because he's a lot more manly when he's had a few dirty martinis. By the way, he didn't get the job even after all the coaching I gave him. I think I will be better off raising my son by myself. Will that help my husband be more responsible? Well, this is what I have to say to this. You guys have a real problem here. And I don't know why you aren't taking this more seriously.
What?
Because your marriage is in trouble. Your husband needs help, and there is help out there for his ED. Get him a doctor's appointment. You can go with him like you did for the job interview. And you're right, he shouldn't be talking to strangers about your son's business. And your yelling needs to stop too, because you should be tired of that. It's not helping. You're reacting to his mistakes out of frustration. But if you do, if you two don't take this the time to get real serious about this and try to fix these problems, yes, I will be. You will be, I believe, you will be raising your son by yourself, like you say, because you already have one foot out of the door because of all this. Steve?
Can I ask you a couple of questions, Shirley?
Yeah.
You said that he has this problem and there's something he can do about this erectile dysfunction. What do you think that is?
He can go to the doctor. I mean, I see commercials about it all the time. Whatever you guys do to get it back right. Take pills, you know, whatever you have to do. Mm-hmm. Don't you get, aren't there pills out there for that?
What'd you say, Charlie? Yeah, get that right.
Aren't there pills out there that?
They got, let's explain something to you. They got stuff you can put under your tongue. They got stuff you can chew. They got a nasal spray.
Wow.
They got a nasal spray out to shoot two shots up in your nose. Your ears be hot as hell, though.
Okay.
They got a honey.
Honey?
I heard about that. They got honey, dog.
Dog, they got a honey? You take that honey on
Chinese
Monday and be right all the way to Thursday. Huh?
Let me tell you, Johnny got this tea. Yeah, they got a tea, dog. you could just, like, you know, if you go to dinner, you just put it in a cup of tea, bag like you're having a cup of tea. It's just a tea bag. And Lord have mercy.
I can't even believe we're talking about this. But yeah, you said you had another question.
That's what the strawberry letter is about. See, you sent the man to the doctor. We can get his ass down to the gas station.
Now, let me explain something. Wherever you go to get it done. No copay or nothing.
Hey, bros, listen to me.
You don't need insurance.
Listen to me. Stay out them gas stations. Because I got a partner. It's some horror stories down at that Black Rhino, Black Ant, all of it. See, the thing about the stuff at the gas station, fellas, that you can get is not regulated.
No.
So, like,
FDA
some of the pills
might
work, and some of them might not. Some of them have just straight gunpowder in it. Take one of them damn pills and your whole life changed. So, be careful down there at them gas stations, dog. That's all I got to tell you. Oh, and also, let me give you another tip on it. Mexico, you can go down there, you get a whole bottle of that stuff for about $20.
Mexico.
I got a partner to go down there. I got a partner to go down there and make runs.
Gotta make a run.
Yeah, he quit selling dope.
Okay. Really, Steve?
Yeah, Steve.
So he sells that now, is that what you're saying?
No, I had to talk to him because it was a better choice. Plus, you know, they started legalizing weed, so that kind of messed him up a little bit, too. So he said, man, I got to change.
Anyway.
So he found out. Yeah, he found out about Cialis and Viagra down there in Mexico for $20. He going down there and buy a bottle. He said, you the whole bottle.
I'm going to run.
That's about $2,000. Anyway.
All right. Thank you. Back to the
anyway,
letter.
Such, to the that's the letter. Problem with men. We never share information. And the reason I wanted to take the first half of my letter was to just debunk some of these myths and stuff and help men. Now, if you have the time and the money, go see your doctor. But stay out them gas stations.
All right.
I tell you right now, if you have a Chinatown in your neighborhood,
go get the
get your ass down there.
All right. We'll have part it's two of Steve's response to this strawberry letter.
Then I'll
23
answer the
minutes
letter
after.
Second
yeah. The subject is I'm tired of yelling at my husband. We'll get back into it right after this.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
All right, come on, Steve. Let's recap first today's strawberry letter.
Well, we didn't recap. We just went over the things that a man need to do because this ED thing, erectile dysfunction, is sweeping the country and men are having problems early in life. And I just wanted to help you stay out them gas stations buying Black Ant and Black Rhino because you can get yourself in trouble.
Black Rhino.
There's some new capsules out there, but stay out them drug stuff. Stay out them gas stations, dog. Get yourself some real help. All right, anyway. Now, here's a problem. This woman is tired of yelling at her husband, and all his problems, she say, stem from when he starts suffering from ED. And then she thought that that made him feel less, and so she's been yelling at him. Let me give you an example. He lost his swagger. He used to drink a lot, and he couldn't have sex with me over time. It became the norm, so now we're not having sex. I tend to treat him like he's just a roommate. He ordered dinner for us last week. He left my order in the bag and didn't have it in the bag. I had to yell at him to go get my food. He put gas in my car, left my gas cap at the service station. A week later, I noticed I ain't had no gas cap. When I went to put gas in my car, he said, I'm overreacting the same thing. I yelled at him again. Then we was at our school classroom check-in for our kids. He was on the side telling telling some lady that they son still wet the bed because he anxious about something. You got in the car and cussed him out again. I bet he'll never talk to strangers again. I'm so tired of yelling at him, but he just won't do right. I almost want to start back to drinking because he's a lot more man. By the way, he didn't get the new job. I went to the job interview for him. And I think after all this coaching I gave him. Now, I think I'd be better off raising my son. Will that help my husband be more responsible? The title of the letter is, I'm tired of yelling at my husband. You know why you yelling at him so much? Because he ain't doing nothing to shut you up.
Oh, okay, then.
Yeah, that's what the problem is.
All right.
See, I got something to shut you up. You're all this here hollering. I'm going to let you redirect some of this hollering. But it ain't going to be at me. It's going to be cause of me. See?
Yeah.
You got to redirect this anger. Where my food at? What the hell happened to my gas cap? Quit talking about our son. I'll see you tonight, baby.
What she said?
She's yelling because
you
of you.
Gonna quit yelling at me. I'm gonna make you yell because of me.
You going to the gas station,
homeboy? You have got to get yourself some medical attention and listen to me, men out there. I don't care how severe your case is, they have a solution, but you have got to get to your urologist. Every man at 40 years old should get a urologist to help you handle these changes.
Okay.
Now, listen to me. If you do want a couple suggestions,
here we go.
That ain't doctor related. Got to get down to Chinatown. That's all I could tell you.
They got get that tea.
Ooh, you got and get one of them old men. Get one of them old men down there in Chinatown. Pull him to the side.
Yeah, what do you say to him?
I prefer one that don't speak good English. Because I need a young dude to translate. I prefer because they know more. Old people know a lot. And once you explain it to them, they understand. And let me tell you something. If he go in the back, if he go in the back.
What's in the back?
Come back out with something, take it.
Take it. He said, please say to him, though.
But make sure you at home when you take it. Don't do it in the car. Don't take it in the car if you stay more than 15 minutes from the house. You gonna tell your cop, dog. You gonna tell your cop.
This ignorant show.
Because it's gonna be like driving a car behind a tree. I'm telling you, you have got to be at the house when that little Chinese man come out that back room. I'm telling you right now. Take it. It's either gonna be in a tea bag or a powder. They don't really do pills. They more herb specialists.
Oh, okay.
Powder, tea bag, salve.
Yeah.
Some salve. Type of salve.
Salve.
Woo! Lord have mercy. I'm just trying
to
help.
Are you done? I just don't know.
This is what men don't do. And men got to start doing, because women, y'all talk to each other.
Yeah, of course.
Girl, you have this problem. You know what y'all do? Men, we do too pride. So I just took up a whole break to help men. Go help yourself.
Okay.
If you don't have a Chinatown in your city, drive to the nearest city that got them. But they got it in there. It's in the back.
And leave your comments on today's Strawberry Letter on Instagram and Facebook. It's Steve Harvey FM. Oh, check us out on the Strawberry Letter podcast right
gagging,
after this.
Crazy.
Now take water with it, because if you don't, it'll swell your throat.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show on 97.1 QMG.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.